Catherine Grody, who's in a one-woman show right now, the podcast with Mandy Patinkin, her partner, and Gideon Grody Patinkin. So that's June 4th at 6:30, the film, and then the Q&A. This is Democracy Now! As we continue to look at the Broadview 6 case, we're joined by two of the activists indicted, Kat Abu-Ghazaleh, who recently ran for a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives, and Michael Rabbit, Democratic committee person in Chicago's 45th Ward. They were arrested, then indicted, for protesting last year outside the Broadview ICE jail during Trump's so-called Operation Midway Blitz crackdown, when hundreds of mass federal immigration agents flooded the streets of Chicago. The charges against them were dropped last month. So, Kat, the charges were dropped against you. What did that mean? What did these charges mean? Explain what you were doing that day. And the fact, Kat Abu-Ghazaleh, you weren't arrested that day. This came weeks later, and you were running for Congress.
Yeah, I mean, it's impossible to talk about these charges without also talking about the conditions at the place we were protesting, the Broadview Processing Center, where ICE headquarters its operations in Chicago, which essentially functions as a concentration camp. People are denied basic human rights. They are denied translators, so they are forced to sign their own self-deportations, while also being denied water, food, access to hygienic facilities. Pregnant women sleep on concrete. People are stuck sleeping standing up because they're packed in so tightly, which is why I and many others had been regularly protesting at Broadview, and ICE had escalated its actions week after week. That day, we were hit by a car. ICE drove a car into a crowd. We weren't arrested that day, but ICE still shot us with pepper bullets, rubber bullets. They deployed tear gas and flashbangs. But I didn't find out that I had been indicted until a month after this happened. These charges are simply for exercising our First Amendment rights. The government tried to villainize me and five other people for protesting the very thing that makes America great, allegedly. And yet we were tried to paint us as the villains. And we were actually the victims of a crime by an ICE agent.
I mean, we are watching the video right now as the car drives into you all. And you didn't know each other, is that right? The so-called Broadview Six? You didn't know all of each other.
Most of us did not know each other until we met in the courtroom and we were indicted on conspiracy.
But we're watching the car drive into you, and the ICE agents are tear gassing you all at the same time. Michael Rabbit, you are a 45th Ward Democratic committee person in Chicago. Talk about how you heard about the charges against you and what it did to your life.
So my wife and I were on vacation, celebrating our 30-year wedding anniversary in Portugal in mid to late October. And as Kat mentioned, we weren't arrested that day. So I was rather shocked when I woke up in the morning and looked at my phone, and there was a message from the FBI saying that I had been indicted and needed to turn myself in the next day, or else there would be a warrant for my arrest. I was quite shocked by that message. I actually thought it was a scam. I honestly didn't think it was real. I actually, looked up the name of the FBI agent and the U.S. attorney, assistant U.S. attorney, and found that it was real. And it was quite shocking. And
we just have 30 seconds, but let me ask you, were you afraid that you would get arrested coming into the country or that you wouldn't be allowed back into the U.S.?
Yes. So I actually was warned by a congressperson that I may be detained upon arriving at O'Hare. So we actually had to make some arrangements in case that happened, which, needless to say, made the flight home a little stressful.
We're going to continue this discussion post-show and post online at democracynow.org. We're talking to Kat Abu-Ghazaleh and Michael Rabbit, two of the Broadview Six, though they might not have known each other before. Charges have been dropped against them. We'll continue to cover this story. That does it for our show. I'll be at IFC on Thursday night at 6:30 in New York, then to Tampa to celebrate WMNF on Friday night, and then to Miami on Saturday and Sunday at the O Cinema. You can check our website at democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman.
The views expressed in the preceding program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of this station.
Like, why you got to put everything on the internet while you're doing it, or after you're done doing it?
Well, if you don't put it on the internet, how's going to people know what you did?
Do I know what? That's your problem right there. You should be playing your cards close to your chest.
This is 101.5 UMFM.
That's what I appreciate about you.
Is that what you appreciate about me?
Let's take about 5 to 10% off over there, squarely down.
Yeah, no.
You're listening to Buy Local on CJUM 101.5, University of Manitoba Radio.
Good afternoon. My name is Ashley. Welcome to another episode of Buy Local. It is a beautiful week of summer we've been having. We completely skipped spring, it seems like. As I walked in today on this Monday evening, I saw a bunch of people in graduation caps and gowns, so I want to say a big congratulations to them. Now, for some reason, all week I have been struggling to speak. As you may be able to tell, I don't know what's going on, so we'll see how this episode goes. Okay, I want to start off with this episode giving a shout out to a new friend, Tyler from The Weeki Wiler, as well as Lucy from Manitoba in the moment for some inspiration on this episode, because I have yet to find all the Winnipeg bands I could possibly get my hands on. There is probably an infinite amount at this point, so I got some help figuring out what to do next. This first band, however, is one that I definitely chose myself. It is a band that comes from Steinbach that is fully instrumental. This is Loud & King, and if you are a fan of Rush, I think you will be a fan of them. So we have my favorite Rush song personally, La Villa Strangiato, followed by The Chase by Loud & King.
Thank you.
That was The Chase by Latin King, a very high energy instrumental. That song actually released like just over a year ago now. So it is quite a funny coincidence that I played it at this time. They got their start back in 2024, and the band looks to be a trio, with Latin King being the front man, and that is his, like, that's just the guy's name. They actually played some pretty notable places like Country Fest back in 2025, and they are set to play the Revolution Rocks the Park show on Saturday, June 20th. But if you want to see their next show coming up, that is June 11th, they're releasing a single and celebrating at the Osborne Tap House. Up next, we're going to listen to someone who has technically been on the show already, but this is her solo project. We have Scarlett Alexis of Solaire. Her solo project, which is just called Scarlett Alexis. She's super sweet, by the way. If you ever had the chance to talk to her, she's so kind. Her first single came out in 2023 called Heartscapes, but the song we're listening to today is called Rainfall, which is actually the B-side of that. So here we go. If you are a fan of Biba Doobie, then stay tuned for her. We have Beaches followed by Rainfall. How fitting. Rainfall off of Scarlett Alexis's first single, Heartscapes. You're listening to CJUM 101.5. This is Bi Local, and I'm happy to have you here with me this afternoon. Up next is an artist who just released her first full-length album in last year in October. This is Fontaine, and she is quite an interesting character, I'd say. She's a truck driver full-time, and she is an indie pop rock artist. Her debut album is called Good Buddy, and we are going to be playing the title track off of that. But the funny story about this is that Good Buddy is a term for citizen band radios. That's like kind of what truck drivers use, the type of radios where you're like, are you there? over. In any case, good buddy is a code for someone who's gay. And speaking of which, happy Pride Month to anyone listening. Fontaine has collaborated with a ton of different people like Boy Golden, Chris Ulrich, Begonia, George Harmer, and tons of others. And we are going to listen to her. So I'd say if you like The Strokes, specifically Room on Fire, then you would definitely like her. We have Whatever Happened, followed by Good Buddy.
But I already know.
That was Good Buddy by Fontaine. You're listening to CJUM 101.5. Up next, we have some hardcore. We have a cool sounding band called Cheap Heat with Rope Break. And if you like Black Flag, you'll definitely like them. So we got Fix Me, followed by Rope Break. This is going to be a short segment, so I'll make sure to talk lots about it.
One, two, three, four.
That was Rope Break by Cheap Heat off of their EP called Volume 2, because their first EP was Skinny Popes versus La Cara del Crater, which came out in 2018, and Volume 2 came out in 2022. This band doesn't seem to be together anymore, and fun fact, today, this day that I'm recording it, June 1st, marks 2 years since their last show. They played at Blue Note Park, a celebration of life and music of Brian Hildebrand, with a lot of other bands. There was Tensors, Primitive Hands, Matthew Blackburn, Rock Lake, Pierre Vino. There's some DJ sets, and the poster says, plus more, question mark. Cheap Heat has a very interesting and cohesive aesthetic, using lots of yellows and greens in their artwork. And I noticed that an Until Defeat album cover looks strikingly similar to that. Maybe it's a reference, or maybe yellow and green are actually just common colors to use. And I don't know what I'm talking about. Who knows? In any case, up next we have a band that sounds a lot like Mayday Parade, which is Sleepless. Sleepless is a pop-punk band that I shared the stage with recently on May 30th. That was at the Park Theater, and it was an excellent time. They are super talented, and they have one of the funniest and creative covers I've heard. They covered Teenage Dream by Katy Perry, but this is their song, My Serenade. But before that, it's Jamie All Over by Mayday Parade. You're listening to Buy Local on CJUM 101.5.
I had a dream last night. We drove out to see Las Vegas. We lost ourselves in the bright lights. I wish you could have seen us. Begging for change to get home. Or at least San Francisco. Let's put a 10 on the Right.
That was My Serenade by Sleepless. They got their start back in 2018, and the members include Bo Turner, Brad Weeb, John Corsiga, Dean Vallas, and Austin Unruh. Every single one of them was so kind and such a blast to talk to. They have played with some huge names. They've toured the West Coast, and they played with Finger 11, Big Wreck, and Our Lady Peace. Their debut single, Alaska, came out in August of 2020, and their newest release is Say Goodbye, which came out in August of last year. This last band that I'm going to be playing for you only had a short run, going from 2016 and ending in 2018, but they are really talented, and they have such a unique singer. This is a band called Bad Pants. They have two releases. They have a self-titled single with three songs that came out in January 29th, 2016, and an EP called Genre Fluid that came out in January 11th, 2018. And I will be playing you a song off of their debut single, which is Quake. And if you like My Chemical Romance, I think you would definitely like them. We have Helena followed by Quake.
Long ago, just like the hearse, you tired of getting again. We are so far from you. Burning on, just like a match, trying to incinerate the lives of everyone you know. And what's the worst to take from every heart you break?
that was Quake by Bad Pants. Before that, it was Helena by My Chemical Romance off of Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed. It was lovely to hang out. I will be having some guests coming up soon, so you better get excited for that. I've been lacking lately, so here is me holding myself accountable on the air. If you would like to see the playlist for this and any other episode, you can go check out my Instagram. It's bilocal_UMFM. And I will post my updates on there. And sometimes I'll post fun little stories. And if you want to say hi or anything, you can email me at bilocalumfm@gmail.com. Let's do this again next week, okay? All right. I'm Ashley. We're out.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Bilocal. Art and design for Bilocal is provided by Mia Danieluk. Intro and outro music is credited to Last Alliance. If you want to get your song on the show, provide suggestions, or just say hi, you can email me at bilocalumfm@gmail.com. My name is Ashley Patnod, signing off.
On closing night of the TD Winnipeg International Jazz Festival, Sunday, June 21st, Winnipeg's favorite son, drummer Curtis Nowosad, returns home. Don't miss his latest project, Noisy World, which blends jazz, soul, and groove-driven composition into a sound that's both reflective and forward-looking. Known for music that is as socially aware as it is musically rich, Nowosad brings a deeply personal perspective shaped by his roots and international career, returning to a hometown stage for what's sure to be a special night of music. Truth be told, I wish I had it easier too. Don't miss Curtis Nowosad live at the Fort Garry Hotel on June 21st at 7 p.m. Tickets are available through jazzwinnipeg.com. Proudly supported by UMFM 101.5. I can't tell you what's in
store for you. Hey, yo, my people, this is Azanti, and I'm here with my friend
Zion.
Z, what are you saying? Every creative project needs the right space.
It does. We're building Winnipeg's creative hub for recording, photography, videography, and content creation.
We also rent spaces out for podcasts, events, and all our studio sessions come with a pro engineer included. The first 30 minutes of every recording session is free. If you're coming for graduation pictures, where are your bet? Not to mention, we have a 30% discount off every service we offer. To get started,
email us at mile12productions@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram at mile12productions. Check our previous works, book a studio session, explore our artist lunch packages, or connect with all our creative communities.
I think we've said enough. How about we leave the rest to them?
How about they come see for themselves?
All right.
What'll it be, stranger? Jello.
Stop that! Anything but that, you beast!
Nothing upsets a pickle lover more than a dull, soggy pickle.
Creamy lather. Dreamy body.
All right now, boys, how about a little dinner music?
Hey, don't change that channel. You're listening to UMFM 101.5. Stay tuned for more.
Hey everyone, it's me, the Album Authority, and I hate to break it to you guys, but these are not live episodes of Album Authorities. This is previously aired episodes. Like all great movements, I need my time to go back, to refresh, to regroup so that we can build this movement stronger. They asked me which episodes do I want. I said I didn't care because all I make is classics, all I make is hits. So enjoy these previous episodes of Album Authority, and I will come back to you guys in September with more fresh, revolutionary, world-changing radio. Hello and welcome to the 82nd episode of Album Authority. I am your host, the Album Authority, and today I am back. My exams are done, life is good, and I am just in a state of freedom here. Well, you know, sort of. To be honest with you guys, I am still busy, significantly less so, and significantly less importantly so, but still busy. And for what, you ask? Well, the radio. I... This week I'm having to spend like 6 hours or so just to write the next two episodes of the show. And then I have to do like random side quests, like make banana bread for a potluck. I have like all these, you know, like all these there's random things I have to do. And it's, you know, the big wigs here at UMFM are making me do an episode for the pledge drive. You know, even though I'm going to be honest with you guys, I don't really want to. But, you know, don't tell anybody that, guys. I trust all my listeners here. I trust everybody here tonight to kind of keep that secret. But I don't really want to, okay? Listen, I got my exam finished 2 days ago. I start work in 6 days. And to be honest with you guys, I don't want to, you know, spend my